to
It's like something of protection against some evil or something.
I don't know, because to me it's a foreign language. Rumi would say heikal, it was a statue, some little figure shape, something. Okay, he had something to keep, right? And he missed it here. That's the trick, yes.
He said, the room in which I lodged during the night, I left the amulet there unawares. And though he was ashamed, greed took away his shame. Greed is a dragon. It is no small thing.
This is what I'm talking about. From the beginning, you didn't know. This guy is really greedy. Imagine how much greed you have from a little statue or whatever that you're having, that you forget about that shameful stuff, all of that, just to have that piece of yours back. This is the character of the guy. Yes.
In quest of the amulet, he ran hastily into the house of Mustafa and saw him. That hand of God, cheerfully washing the filth by himself. Far from him be the evil eye. The amulet vanished from his mind, and a great rapture arose in him. He tore his collar. Smiting his face and head with both hands, beating his pate against the wall and door, in such a wise that blood poured from his nose and head, and the prince took pity on him. He uttered shrieks. The people gathered round him. The infidel was crying, O people, beware. He smote his head, saying, O head without understanding. He smote his breast, saying, And O bosom without light. Prostrating himself.
Are you paying attention? He was hitting his head and talking about the logic, hitting his chest and talking about the heart. He realized that none of these two parts are working. You are a slave of the other one, and you forget the main one, really. Yes?
Prostrating himself, he said, Oh, the whole earth, this despicable part is abashed on account of you. You, who are the whole, art submissive to his command. I, who am a part, am unjust and wicked and misguided. You, who are the whole, are humbled and trembling in fear of God. I, who am a part, am in opposition and in rivalry. At every moment he was turning his face to heaven, saying, I have not the face, O Qibla, of the world.
Okay, this is the transformation. The guy realized that, listen, my brain is not working, my heart is not working. This existence, looked at the earth and said, this earth is following the orders. I am a little part of this existence, and look at me, full of arrogance. This is the totality of existence, is following the rule of Ha, and me, a little part, look at me. Then he turned around to this guy and said, oh, how could I face the sky even? How could I take off my head with this problem I had? Yes?
When he had trembled and quivered beyond bounds, Mustafa clasped him in his arms, quieted him and caressed him much, and opened his eyes and gave him knowledge.
This is the trick. When he did all of that, he was ready. Suddenly, Mustafa would embrace him. And this will do the trick. He will change. Yes. Rumi will explain you why.
Till the clouds weep, how should the garden smile? Till the babe cries, how should the milk begin to flow? The one-day-old babe knows the way. I will cry that the kind nurse may come. Do not you know that the nurse of nurses gives no milk freely without crying?
Mm-hmm. This is the explanation of all of it, is it? Yes. First of all, a baby knows that he will cry, he will be given the milk. And you silly grown-ups, you don't know that. You don't know that if you become humble, you will be gifted. But no, the greed doesn't let you. You want to take it all. You don't know that that keeper of the keepers, even he what? He doesn't give milk to everyone, no. He didn't say he doesn't give it. He said he will give fewer or lesser to the bad boys because he will give everything to everyone. It's not that when he's angry he doesn't give you a thing. You should die in that moment. No, here you don't know that the daye dayegan kam dahad bigeriye shiru raygan. Without crying he will not often give the milk for free. You have to cry. You have to do something to receive something. We talked about it. Second paragraph, book one. Do you remember the consequence? Is it? You have to do something for something else to happen. Here he will say, yeah, that humbleness, that crying that I explained is the key for that door to open. Yes.
He has said, let them weep much. Give ear, that the bounty of the Creator may pour forth the milk. The clouds weeping and the sun's burning is the pillar of this world. Twist these two strands. If there were not the sun's heat and the clouds' tears, how would body and accident become big and thick? How would these four seasons be flourishing unless this glow and weeping were the origin? Since the burning of the sun and the weeping of the clouds in the world are keeping the world fresh and sweet.
Look at it in general. The crying is the drops of the water. Oh, that's the rain. Look at the rain and look at the sun. This and that, both are necessary. Not together. When it's raining, there is no sun. When there is a sun, there is no rain, because these are the opposite. But working together to give the life, that's what life is. The combination of two different factors which are opposite each other. Yes?
Keep the sun of your intelligence burning. Keep your eye glistening with tears like the cloud.
I was talking about the sun and the rain. I meant in you. First of all, the sun is the knowledge, intelligence. But it's not only that one. You have to cry, you have that understanding for this combination to work. Yes?
You must have a weeping eye like the little child. Do not eat the bread, for that bread takes away your water. When the body is in leaf, on that account by day and night, the bough, the soul, is shedding its leaves and is in autumn. The foliage of the body is the leaflessness of the soul. Be quick. You must let this dwindle and that increase.
Okay. What was that? Mm-hmm. This leaf is not the leaf of the tree. This word leaf in Persian language means whatever you have, your asset. you will say, this body of you needs the assets, this and that and that and that to live. But don't forget your soul. The asset of your soul is assetlessness. Not having the asset is the asset of your soul. This is the leaf without the leaf. Bargi bi bargi. There's something, especially in this text, is made. Because leaf means the asset and whatever you have. Yes.
Lend unto God. Give a loan of this foliage of the body, that in exchange a garden may grow in your heart.
Aha. Uh-huh. These two are opposite each other. Whenever you give up the asset of your physical existence, the other one will grow. This is how it is. So, if you want the other one to grow, your soul, you cannot touch it, you cannot do anything for that. But you have this opposite. Here, you do the opposite. You give up this greed of having the assets, your soul will be satisfied and helpful. Yes.
Give alone, diminish this food of your body, that there may appear the face of I has not seen. Mm-hmm. When the body empties itself of dung, he fills it with musk and glorious pearls. He gives this filth and gets purity. His body enjoys, he will purify you.
Yeah. This is a little bit complicated, but the meaning is simple. That, listen, you have these two parts. One needs something, the other one needs the opposite. So stop giving something to this, the other one will be richer. As simple as that. Here we are starting with the first bird here, right? Mm-hmm. These four birds, they are necessary, they are good for your body, for your physical existence. And if you minimize them, your spirituality will maximize. And vice versa. Yes.
The devil frightens you, saying, listen, and listen again. You will be sorry for this and will be saddened.
This is the devil. The devil will tell you, oh, don't do this. Because you will regret it, you will be poor, you will be miserable. And he's right, logically. Don't forget, the devil is the logic one, the Satan, right? And the Satan is, earthly. Logically. Don't forget that this Satan is missing one point only. What is it? The heart. The place that he doesn't know, he didn't go in it. They don't let him go in it. So he doesn't understand that part. So his perspective is always physical stuff. So he will advise you that, don't do that. You will regret it. Yes?
If you waste away your body in consequence of these idle whims, you will become very sorry and anxious. Eat this. It is hot and good for your health. And drink that for your benefit and as a cure, with the intention that this body is your riding beast, that to which it is accustomed is best for it. Beware, do not alter your habit, else mischief will ensue, and 100 maladies will be produced in brain and heart.
Yeah. You see? Logical explanation, again and again and again, different style, but all are just directing you to be wise, to be clever, to be a winner. All that stuff, because he doesn't get the other side, what it is. Yes?
The vile devil employs such menaces, and he chants 100 spells over the people. He makes himself out to be a Galen in medicine, that he may deceive your ailing soul. This